Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you remember standard definition?
Poll question at Happer Show.
I turned it on. I'm not watching current events today on the TV in studio, just to let everybody know that one. not watching. Not listening to people's takes today. So what did I do? I turned it over to the Game Show Network. And what did I find? An episode of Deal or No Deal that is in standard definition. Is there some info on this, on when this originally aired?
Tennessee woman risks everything for a chance to win the $1 million top prize.
She risked it all. Well, that's sort of like a spoiler. But yes, in the standard definition where they would put the bars, they would like squeeze it in, they would put the bars on the outside of the TV. They didn't have to stretch it or whatever. This looks ridiculous right now. This looks like it took place in 2003, even though it was like probably like 2012.
Let's see. I was just looking that up right now.
When did Deal or No Deal run?
2005 to 2009.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Longer ago than I thought. I liked this show. This would be in my Mount Rushmore of game shows.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that your top five today?
We're here. Let's do that right now. Mount Rushmore of game shows.
All right.
Connor, go.
Jeopardy.
Classic, yes.
That's an automatic. Okay, I feel like you creating a top five on the fly where I have to make sure I include everything. Yeah, I'm in on Deal or No Deal.
Wheel of Fortune, would you put the wheel in there?
I would not.
Price is Right?
And this is personal. This is personal.
Sure.
So, I just don't care about Wheel of Fortune. How about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Okay. I got no beef with that.
I'm all the way in on Regis. R.I.P.
Yeah, people forget. Golden Domer, you would have talked to him this past week.
Yeah, you think Regis would have been in town if he was alive?
Yeah.
Full question: would Regis have been in town if he was alive? I don't know. You could use discretion if you'd like to on that one. Oh, I got it. This is it. Now, some might say, Happer, how have you not talked about The Price is Right? It's an obvious inclusion, right? Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
You're not putting it on?
You want to know why? Because I love Cash Cab.
Okay.
I love Cash Cab. Is that guy Benjamin whatever on Cameo? I would like for him to be on Cameo.
This is what happens, and I do mean literally every vacation my wife and I take. It is generally either 2 in the afternoon or 1 in the morning, and we're flipping around the 60-some channels you get on the hotel cable package, and we always land on Cash Cab.
Cash Cab.
Every single time. We're just killing time in the hotel. Cash Cab. Do we seek out Cash Cab? No.
Cash Cab's always just there for you.
Yes, it is.
I thought you were going to say you get into a cab in a different city and you think it's going to be the Cash Cab.
No. Cabs are dirty. I probably wouldn't get in one.
I haven't been in a cab in a very, very long time. But there was a time in my life where I thought I was going to be in the Cash Cab.
This is it. Looks a little boxy for a regular cab. I'm going to pick that one.
Why does it have all these weird cameras on the outside? I don't know. It's time for the Red Light Challenge! I love that show.
It is a terrific...
Deal or No Deal, Cash Cab, Jeopardy, and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That's my official Mount Rushmore of game shows.
I've got Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, four. Do I go classic Price is Right? I haven't watched it since I was sick in sixth grade.
Well, the Price is Right is bad now. Drew Carey, he has no personality.
He is a odd-looking fellow.
Yeah. I told you this. Every time I watch the NCAA tournament and I'm getting jacked for the NCAA tournament, Price is Right is on right before it.
Yep.
And that's the 10 minutes I watch Price is Right every single year. And I say, oh, wow, that's what Drew Carey looks like now? Every single year.
Family Feud is probably a game show that I watch the most.
It's probably the one that goes like the most viral. I always feel like I see a clip from Family Feud because of Steve Harvey and whatever he's doing.
Yeah. I like a lot of the game shows on ABC, like Pyramid, Press Your Luck. I don't know if they're Mount Rushmore, though, but I do like them.
Would you call Whose Line Is It Anyway a game show?
Ooh.
I don't think that I would.
I don't think I would either.
It comes up on when you Google game shows. Fear Factor. That was a moment in time.
That was.
I didn't really like Fear Factor. I just was like,
nope.
This guy's going to eat this spider again,
nope.
I guess.
I saw it and I went, that host guy, he's a problem.
Yeah, no, I don't.
He's a problem. I don't know what it is.
There's going to be a day where he'll have a massive platform.
Yes.
And I just don't know.
And then the world is going to be taking the host of Fear Factor seriously.
When do you think the golden age of video games, or not video games, game shows were? Because I feel like it was like right in this time that we're watching on the Game Show Network right now.
It's either the 70s or the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to put Price is Right on my Mount Rushmore as my four. I don't love the choice, but...
Okay, so give me the four again.
Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Price is Right.
Okay, that would be like a pretty normal top four.
Yeah.
That's actually a really boring top
four. And that I don't like it because of that.
Give me a wild card. Throw in Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Ooh.
I always thought that show was stupid because sometimes I wasn't smarter than a fifth grader and I was like, they're not asking these questions in fifth grade.
A key to a great game show, I've got to be able to play along.
Yeah.
My couch.
Yeah.
Cash Cab's good. Family Feud's good.
That's why Deal or No Deal was so good.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you just picked out your briefcase at the beginning, even though the other person did as well. And you're like, I know it. The $1 million is in number 10.
It's in number 10. I picked it.
You're like, don't sell that briefcase. It's in there.
No, what are you doing, you idiot?
There is a game show called The Floor is Lava.
Yeah, that's a popular one on Netflix now.
What did that show consist of?
They set up an obstacle course and you have to jump across all the things because we're all pretending that the floor is lava.
Well, oh, okay. But it's pretend the floor is not actually lava?
That is correct. Yes.
So it's like what I did in my grandparents' basement with my cousins at Thanksgiving.
Exactly. I believe there's some CGI to make it look like it is more treacherous than it actually is.
Oh, come on. You got to actually have some stakes in there. Make it lava.
Oh, here's my wild card. Family Double Dare.
What is that?
Oh, God. I hate you so much.
Family Double Dare.
Mark Summers. Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. So you're skipping over like Legends of the Hidden Temple and like Nick Guts?
Yep, I am.
Family Double Dare was a family version. Let's see. Oh, there was a 1988 Fox version. Is this one you're referring to, or the 1990 to 1993 Nickelodeon version?
That one, the Nickelodeon version.
Nickelodeon revived the show in 1990, but Cash was no longer offered as an obstacle. Wait, give me the point of it. Give me a rundown. What happened in this show?
You trade trivia questions. They are designed for two-parent, two-child households. Two teams of four going up against each other. And if you don't know the question, if you don't know the answer, or you don't, or you think the team across from you does not know the answer, you can dare them to answer it.
Mm.
And it comes back to team two. And if team two doesn't know the answer,
so it's Family Feud.
Or think kind of, or thinks that team one doesn't know the answer, they can double dare them. And it goes back to the original team. And if the team still doesn't know the answer, they can do a physical challenge or incorrectly or correctly answer the question.
Apparently there was something in the show or maybe a spinoff called Super Sloppy Double Dare.
Yeah, there was an obstacle. If you won the trivia portion of the show, you got to go on the big giant obstacle course at the end of the show for, you know, like sneakers, bubble gum, and a trip to space camp. Those were the prizes. And
we're talking about prizes for like $100 here?
Yeah, it was whatever was lying in the back, and you were at Universal Studios and at the Nickelodeon factory, and you didn't care.
$100 on a game show.
Ooh, a $12 gift card to KB Toys. Thanks, Mom.
Happer's meme guy texts in. He says, based on your guys' Mount Rushmores, it could be assumed that Rob Riggle and the Muppets have not saved Holy Moly.
I've watched a couple episodes.
You have?
I enjoy Holy Moly.
What?
Haven't quite gotten into the downtime of the summer where one would watch Holy Moly by choice. Not a show you have to watch live, spoiler alert.
They really tried to make that a thing.
Well, yeah, it's a bit. Muppets are a big brand. Curry's a big brand.
What happened to Joe Tess?
Joe Tess is still doing the play-by-play.
Oh, okay.
Rob Riggle's doing the color, but...
So they brought in Muppets?
Yeah.
As announcers? Or to, like, compete? Or just
different every episode. Rob Riggle's trying to, you know, get on board, get in good with the Muppets.
Apparently season four of the... Apparently season four of Holy Moly just ended a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So I can just rip right through them all now.
You sure can.
Okay.
Season 4, Episode 1, Holy Moly, It's the Muppets. Special guest, the Muppets. 8 contestants fight off for the golden putter, a coveted plaid jacket, and a spot in the finals.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nailed that premise.
People also ask on Google, has Holy Moly been canceled? And the answer, unfortunately, is no.
No. That show costs like 9 cents to make. Steph Curry is... an adorable winner.
Why is Steph Curry fronting Holy Moly?
Because he's a big golf guy.
And so he wants to do a putt-putt golf game show?
Yeah.
With the Muppets?
It's perfect for his brand. Okay. He's childlike.
All right, those are our Mount Rushmore of game shows. Man, speaking of a summer topic, they were just talking about on ESPN 5 minutes ago before I changed the channel, what's a rookie dinner like? And Josh was like, well, happy June 24th. How about Mount Rushmore of game shows?
I think
now
that
we're talking June.
Radio does June sports so much better than ESPN because.
Oh, yeah. We have the freedom to go wherever this takes us.
Rookie dinners. Like,
oh, look, I found the Game Show Network. What's your Mount Rushmore of game shows?
Boom. Done.
And now you know. All right, I want to hear from you guys. We have some more things to talk about. We'll be joined by BC here in just a little bit. Another text in. How about reality game shows like The Amazing Race, Big Brother, Survivor? You guys ever get into those?
I don't, actually.
I didn't.
I watched the first season of Survivor.
I watched one season of Alone on Netflix during the pandemic, and it was pretty intense. One guy was super confident about winning. Spoiler alert, he like broke his leg immediately and had to be helicoptered out of the thing. Yeah.
My wife is a big fan of The Challenge on MTV. I'll get into that with her occasionally, but if I get in at any point, I have to see it through to the end. So I really try and like, hey, don't watch that around me because I'll get way too into it.
We do know a big Survivor fan.
Yes.
Who happens to work in the office.
Mm-hmm.
May have appeared on the show a couple times.
Serving cocktails.
Yeah. Never got into it. I don't know why. Just didn't. All right. More up next here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.